It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight on the CSC Sports Journal, we're pleased to be joined by freshman CSC softball student athlete Delaney Farnsworth, already off to a really good start to her career with the Eagles. We saw some of that last week against Colorado School of Mines, and going to talk to Delaney about herself, her school journey, as well as the season she and the team are having with more games coming up this week. So Delaney, welcome in. Glad to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks again for being in and helping fans get to know you a little bit better. Just a freshman, a really bright future ahead for you and the Eagles here as a program. Let's kind of start with one of your best outings overall. I could see the big smile on your face. So let's start with Sunday. A three-hitter you threw and a 10-strikeout performance that matched a season high. How did it feel after that game when you beat Colorado School of Mines with a three-hitter?
It felt really good. I mean, we lost the first game, so coming out in that second game and being able to perform like that really just showed like what we can do as a team and stuff.
And with 10 strikeouts, matching a season high, were you, I guess, expecting that you'd have a good strikeout type of day? Or did that come as a surprise you were able to have that much success?
I mean, I felt good in warm-ups, but I mean, 10 strikeouts is a lot, so I didn't think I'd get that many. But I think after the games, I felt really good, like, I had a lot, so.
Delaney Farnsworth, our guest on the CSC Sports Journal here tonight. Delaney, how do you like to approach hitters? You see this Colorado Mines lineup coming up, and they've got a few people who can hit the ball pretty well. But in general, how do you like to approach hitters, and how do you apply that?
I mean, I normally like will look at their feet in the box just because that kind of gives me a idea of where their weakness might be. I just try and focus more on myself, though, like, focus on spinning the ball, hitting my spots, and throwing what pitches I think would be most beneficial in certain situations.
What is your favorite pitch to throw?
I'd probably say my changeup, just because a lot of people aren't able to wait on it, and a lot of people swing really early on it, and I just like throwing that pitch.
How about Rodriguez on the other side? You mentioned the changeup and that slow style of pitch. She threw a couple of those to your teammates, and I can't recall if you saw one of those or not, but it was like almost like a slow pitch softball type of toss. It was like 20 miles an hour slower than the others. Do you remember her throwing that, and what'd you make of that pitch?
I mean, I don't think I saw any of those, but I could definitely see the difference like from the dugout and stuff. But I think as hitters, we just need to try and find ways to recognize those, but it's also not always easy to recognize a changeup. So
it's almost like a super changeup, or I kind of that Ephus pitch you see in baseball that some guys throw that is just very rare. I think she threw it twice in the first game is all. But Delaney, you're the RMAC pitcher of the week already once here in your freshman year, and so the success has already come easily for you, I guess, in a sense. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's been tough, but you still see that kind of accomplishment. It looks like you make it pretty easy out there with what you've been doing. How did it feel to win that RMAC pitcher of the week honor?
I think it was really, like, I don't know how to really explain it, but, like, it was very, like, I guess, proud of myself. I mean, it obviously came from help with my team because they were able to win the games with hitting behind me, mm-hmm. and they made any plays that got hit to them. But I mean, just starting off the season with that just looks like a good for the rest of the season or for the rest of my career here.
Does it help you build confidence when you can see the rest of the league notice the type of skill that you've got and the type of performance that you have had? Does that build your confidence going forward that, hey, I can play at this level?
Yeah, it definitely helped build my confidence because we also played some of the hardest teams right out the bat and we didn't do as great. But just being able to get that recognition and stuff just helped build a lot of confidence.
Delaney Farnsworth, our guest tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. She's a freshman at Shadron State College. And on the softball field, you can watch her play a new schedule tomorrow and Friday against Colorado Mesa with some bad weather coming in. So head out to the ballpark and watch or listen on the radio to the games. Delaney, your teammate Torrey Haug is the other new starter for the CSC team this year. You're both from the Front Range in Colorado coming up to Nebraska for college. Did you guys play against each other in high school or club softball when you were before you got to CSC?
We never played each other in high school. I kind of knew of her, but not like too much. But we did play a couple times in summer ball and stuff before she went to college.
How did it go? Did you pitch against each other? Were you both in the circle? Did one of you hit against the other? Do you recall how that went back when you guys were on the field at the same time? Do you talk about that at all this season now that you're on the same team?
Not really. I mean, a lot of the games just start to mesh together, so yeah. It's kind of hard to pick out certain games, but I'm assuming that it was probably a close game. So
yeah, it's softball. It's amazing the number of games you guys play and how many in a certain day you can play. Sometimes it does all kind of fade and blur together. Do you and Torrey, now that you're teammates and you're on the same pitching staff, do you guys try to talk and help each other or point things out for each other, encourage each other? How does that work? Because really it's you two as the kind of the two aces of this staff leading the way in that circle.
Yeah, we definitely help each other out. Like in practice, if I notice that one of her pitches isn't doing something, like I'll look at her form or look at something and point that out to her. I try and be one of her biggest fans, like in the dugout, just because I know like that I'd want that. So I give it to her as well. And yeah, we just try and encourage each other and keep each other's heads up.
That's great. Delaney Farnsworth with us, CSC softball pitcher. And what has been the biggest change, I'd say, Delaney, for you from high school to college level softball? What's really stood out to you as a change there?
I mean, the team size is definitely a lot bigger and practicing a lot. I'd also say the schoolwork doesn't have to do with softball, but the schoolwork is definitely a different type of change, I guess.
Yeah, before we jumped on the air, we were sort of talking about what else do you do besides school and softball and things that people might find interesting about you to share on the team. And we joked about it, but a lot of student athletes say it. Pretty much my sport in school. That keeps you pretty busy nowadays, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right, Delaney Farnsworth with us here on Double Q Country, our CSC Sports Journal. Delaney, let's look back maybe at your first career pitch in college. Do you remember that moment, a season opener against Eastern New Mexico down in Texas this year? Do you remember kind of what was going through your mind as you were wearing the college jersey and about ready to throw your first pitch? And then a batter, by the way, that grounded out to you. You got your first out. That had to feel good.
I was really nervous.
Were you?
Yeah. I think for the full first inning, just I had butterflies in my stomach and I was just really nervous just because, I mean, I didn't know why because I've played softball years and stuff, but it was just like something about my first pitch as a college athlete just made me really, really nervous.
With a ground ball being hit back to you to retire the first batter, that settled the butterflies down a little bit and you get to take a deep breath and kind of realize, all right, I got this.
Yes. It definitely helped getting the first batter out, just helped settle me down and be like, I can do this, so.
Delaney Farnsworth tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. Delaney, how do you prepare on game days? How do you get ready to get out there and pitch or play in the outfield? We saw you do that a little bit over the weekend. How do you get ready to take the field and play?
Every morning I make sure I have some sort of coffee, just kind of like a superstition I have. I also have a specific, but I always do something with my hair. I'll always braid one side and hairspray the other down, and then I make sure I have enough time to get ready so I'm not stressed about that or anything. And then once I get to warm-ups, I'll just kind of focus in and focus on what I need to do that day to help the team succeed.
So what's your coffee go-to? You got a flavor out there? You got a place you like to get your coffee at that really gets you ready to go?
Well, with the limited options here in Chadron, I've started to go to McDonald's every morning before games and just get a coffee there.
Always important to get that first cup, and for a lot of, do you drink a ton of coffee? I drink like 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee. It feels like a day.
I feel like I drink at least some sort, like one thing of coffee a day. So
yeah, I probably got to cut back on the coffee, but I'm kind of like you. It's not just superstition. It helps, but it's also, it's kind of a comfort thing too. When you get those first couple of cups in, you feel a little bit more sharper, I guess.
Yes.
All right, Delaney. The schedule I mentioned moved up with Colorado Mesa. You're going to play them tomorrow, Thursday, and then on Friday as well. What do you expect to see when you take on this Mavericks team when they come here to the Rock?
I mean, they're going to be a hard team to beat, just like a lot of teams in the RMAC, but I expect us to kind of come out and play as a team. Yesterday in practice, we kind of fixed some of the small things that we were lacking last, I guess, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I just expect us to come out, play for a team, and give them all we have and hope we can win some of them.
Do you kind of like that challenge of playing some of the best teams? Your schedule has been just incredibly tough, and you sort of mentioned that earlier, but it's kind of fun taking on the big, really good teams, isn't it? See sort of how you stack up against them and try to have some success?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I like playing against the tougher teams because if we lose by learning something as well, and you get better by playing harder teams, so...
When you're getting ready to play a series against a new school or another game against a team in the middle of a series, but especially before you play a team, like you've got Mesa coming up, do you like to get in and scout what you're really going to see? Do you go in and watch any film on the hitters? Do you learn as much as you can about them? I know everybody's process is a little different. Every team's process is a little different, and even sport by sport. Just curious how much you guys try to scout the other side compared to, you said, focusing on your mm-hmm. own things as well.
Yeah. I mean, I know my coaches do a lot more scouting than me. I prefer to just kind of go into the game and just have them call the pitches and everything like that, because I feel like for me personally, if I start like thinking, oh, this is their best hitter or this girl always hits this pitch, then I start to like get hesitant to throw pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And then that like limits the spin I have and like it takes off some of my speed, and then that just gives them easier pitches to hit.
Delaney, what is your major here at Shadrach State College, and what do you want to do for your career once you get done with school?
I'm an elementary education major, and I just want to teach like kindergarten through second grade.
Do you want to coach at all? Or a lot of student athletes tell me they want to teach and coach at the same time. Are you interested in doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd always be open to coaching softball just because I love the sport so much, and I want to give younger kids the same love that I have for the sport.
That's great. And speaking of loving the sport, you've made the trip down to the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma before. How was that experience for you?
It was really cool. I mean, I got to see like some of the best players in softball play in, not just on a TV, like in person, and it was just a really fun experience, and I would love to go again.
Yeah, it's your teammate said it on the road show too, Bailey Steinke, how much fun she had at that Women's College World Series, and hopefully you guys will find yourselves at some point in your career, still just a young freshman, got some years to go, and maybe find CSC in the D2 Women's College World Series and winning some RMAC championships. Good luck this week, Delaney. You're off to a great career already to start. Appreciate you sharing some time about yourself and the season this year for Shadron State softball. Delaney Farnsworth, our guest tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast. Delaney, we'll see you at the ballpark. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.